KQED.
So we're walking up to the National Ignition Facility here in Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory.
The director of the massive $4 billion science experiment known as the National Ignition Facility, or NIF, is named Ed Moses, and he's also one of its most enthusiastic tour guides.
And this facility houses what will be, in a very short time, less than a year, the world's most energetic laser.
If this project inspires superlatives, that's because its goal is something never before done on Earth: to aim those powerful lasers at a tiny hydrogen-filled capsule, creating, if all goes well, nuclear fusion, the same kind of reaction that powers our sun and other stars. It will happen inside here.
This is the target chamber.
It looks like something out of an Austin Powers movie, maybe a time travel machine for Dr. Evil. It's a gleaming metal ball about the size of a small house, and protruding from it, like porcupine quills, are about 50 metal what look like air ducts.
Instead of air ducts, they're light ducts where the laser beams come in, and they're around 4 feet across, and in each one of those ducts there's 4 laser beams.
You know those little laser pen pointers? You'd need a billion of them to match the cumulative power of all these lasers. Yes, a billion. And when scientists finally flip the switch on those lasers, here's how long it'll last.
Not for a hundredth or a thousandth or a millionth, but for billionths of a second.
In that moment, the energy from those lasers will be 1,000 times the strength of the entire United States electrical grid. The heat, unimaginable.
We will raise the temperature of the target to 100 million degrees, pressures that are 100 billion atmospheres. That's higher temperature and more pressure than exists at the center of our sun.
Inside that pea-sized target, the heat and pressure will be so intense that, if the experiment works, the hydrogen atoms will smash together with tremendous force.
And when you do, they come so close together on a nuclear level that the nuclei penetrate each other and make helium, and a neutron pops out.
That is nuclear fusion, and it releases more energy than the lasers put in, which is why supporters hope that decades from now, this could be a clean energy source. Or it could help us understand how the universe works.
Instead of using our telescopes and looking at something that happened 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago, 1,000,000,000 years ago, what if you could say, I would like to have a supernova next March 21st at 2 p.m, bring all your instruments and snuggle them right up to the target and do your experiment. And that's something we'll be able to do.
But nuclear fusion also powers hydrogen bombs, which explains why the government got involved in NIF in the first place. Back in 1996, the United States signed the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which bars member countries from exploding actual nuclear bombs. But if America can't test its nuclear weapons, how do we know they still work? That, says Ed Moses, is where NIF comes in.
One of its original goals was to create conditions that exist in a nuclear weapon without actually ever having a nuclear weapon.
Since then, NIF has run years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. But Moses says that the benefits of the project, like the potential for clean energy, are worth it. That's because traditional nuclear power plants use fission, or the separation of atomic particles, to create energy. But a fusion plant, where atoms are smashed together, leaves no long-term nuclear waste and runs on water. Moses says it would change the world. Others are less optimistic.
Well, that's complete nonsense.
Christopher Payne is with the Natural Resources Defense Council in Washington, D.C., and a longtime critic of the NIF project. He says even if NIF scientists achieve fusion, and Payne is deeply skeptical that they ever will, it could take a century to scale that multi-billion dollar technology into an affordable power plant. Given global warming, Payne says, that is a luxury we don't have, especially when there already is a source of unlimited nuclear fusion power.
It's readily known to most people as the sun, and had the billions that have been expended on NIF and will be expended on NIF been directed toward perfecting our ability to convert solar energy into useful electricity, the country would be much better off.
Payne believes that when it comes down to it, the National Ignition Facility isn't really about electricity. It's about nuclear weapons.
There is an application for NIF, and that is preserving and even enhancing U.S. capabilities to design new nuclear weapons, conceivably without nuclear testing.
NIF Director Ed Moses counters that Congress has debated these points again and again, and it's continued to fund the project. But for some, the verdict may rest on what happens a year or so from now when scientists fire up those lasers and hold their breaths. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Public Radio.